Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, it's Mike of the Portage County Safety Council. I'm here with Joe from the Great Lakes Construction Company. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So, Joe, can you start out just by telling us a little about yourself and what you do at Great Lakes?
Absolutely. I'm the compliance and training supervisor for Great Lakes Construction Company and have been with the company for 7 years and mainly oversee the training aspect and the compliance safety within the company.
Awesome. So you just did a presentation for our monthly luncheon of June on heat stress. And you mentioned a couple warning signs if we have employees that are out working in the sun or in some hot conditions, maybe inside in our factory. Can you give us a couple of those warning signs of what to look out for?
Absolutely. Heat stress begins with any type of profuse sweating. Sweating is the body's ability to cool itself. So if you have any early signs or early onset of heat exhaustion or heat stress, you're going to be sweating quite a bit. Some of the secondary signs are a dizziness, disorientation, muscle fatigue, muscle cramps, anywhere where you don't feel quite like yourself. Those are early onset symptoms of any type of heat-related illness.
And you mentioned earlier about PPE. There's certain types of clothing that you could wear. There's some clothes that could actually create more heat issues. Do you want to elaborate a little bit?
Absolutely. You want to avoid any dark colored clothing. You want to stay with your light colors, your whites, your grays. That way, that avoids the radiant heat from the sun. The more temperature, the more heat that you absorb, the hotter your core body temperature becomes. So you want to stay with light clothes, and anything that has any sweat wicking abilities is excellent clothing for being outdoors in the summer.
Yeah, I actually went on a hiking trip to Hocking Hills recently, and I had a friend pull out a sleeve, like a UV protection sleeve. Are you familiar with those at all and how they may work and maybe keep you cool?
Absolutely. A lot of these new products now work on evaporative technology to where they take the moisture away from your body. And that's essentially how the body protects itself to keep its core temperature cool. So if you can aid in that body, the natural process of sweating by evaporating that additional moisture, the better opportunity you have to avoid any type of heat illness.
Awesome. Is there any particular products out there that you'd recommend from your experience that you guys may have used at Great Lakes?
Anything dry fit. We've moved away from the regular cotton t-shirts, and the dry fit have really come from a cost standpoint down to where they're very affordable. So you want that nylon, that texture that doesn't absorb water, but more so pulls it away from the body and then allows it to evaporate into the air.
A couple minutes ago, you gave us some warning signs. Obviously, sweating is the first step there. Heat cramps, dizziness, all these different things. Now, what are some tips on how to prevent that? If we start seeing, okay, I'm starting to cramp up, what are some things I could do in order to start reversing those conditions?
Absolutely. The prevention is hydration. There's no simple way to say it. You should typically be taking in about 8 ounces to 16 ounces of water roughly every hour. And that gives your body a chance to continue to maintain its hydration level. Where the danger comes into play is if you go for long durations without hydration, then you have to catch the body back up. So durations within 8 ounces of water every 20 minutes to no more than an hour would be adequate.
You mentioned something that I actually never heard before. You know, there's an urban legend out there, maybe passed down from generations ago, that whenever we're in that condition, sodium's the answer. Back in the day, they had salt tablet, different things like this. And you had a story of, I believe it was a football player with pickle juice. Do you want to
absolutely
go ahead and touch about
that? The urban legend was that in order to stave off or to prevent heat cramps, you know, when you have very rigorous activity and you start to lose a lot of body hydration and moisture and water, one of the urban legends was, you know, drink a salty juice or a salty beverage, and that was the urban legend of the pickle juice. But really, that only aided in the dehydration of the body, because salt in large quantities causes the body to draw away from its tissues. So salt is actually a diuretic where it pulls it out of the tissues. However, there is a healthy level. Studies have shown that there is a healthy level of sodium that the body needs in order to maintain its electrical impulse and conductivity with your muscles. So electrolyte drinks, sports drinks, that's the way to go to replace the sodium. Avoid the salt tablets, and by all means, avoid the pickle juice.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier electrolytes is a big deal. So looking for something with electrolytes like a Gatorade, Powerade, maybe a Propel, these kind of things. And you also said to stay away from energy drinks.
Yeah, the energy drinks really, even though they taste very good, they're very palatable. Those contain additional herbal, additives, taurine and guarana. Those are different types of herbal energy boosters, and caffeine is actually your nemesis there. Caffeine being another one of those diuretics to where it actually detracts from your body being able to maintain hydration.
Yeah, you mentioned also a urine chart, and I remember a few years back when I first joined the Safety Council, visiting a member facility, and I went into the restroom, and I saw right above the urinal, there was actually a urine color chart, and if your urine looks like this, drink a half a bottle of water immediately. If it looks like this, drink a full bottle, drink two. And it was one of the most simple things. It's kind of fun to talk about. You know, you kind of chuckle a little bit when you think about it. But every time I hear someone that utilizes it, they say, this is, since we've done this, we've had actually at that facility, we've had no one have to get taken home or faint due to heat exhaustion. Do you have any similar stories like that or experiences?
Absolutely. This is one of the easiest ways to train your workers into understanding some of the signs and symptoms of heat stress and heat illnesses is actually have them look at what their body is doing. And as silly as it sounds, it is probably the easiest thing that a worker can do, whether they're an indoor and outdoor worker, is looking at the color of your urine. I know these are topics that you don't often think about or talk about, but you know, you can tell a lot about your body by what you're producing. And the darker color in your urine means that there are more vitamins getting into that and less hydration. So your body's pulling water out in order for it to micturate, which is to urinate. But you want to make sure that you've got a nice light color. So for employee training to be able to have the employee recognize and diagnose their own hydration levels, that goes beyond words.
That's awesome. So thanks again, Joe. This has been awesome. You did a great job presenting today. We hope to have you back sometime soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having us. Look forward to being back.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.